Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience. And I am so excited that you guys decided to join me on today's show. And the show is going to be a great one. I'm going to be talking about working your genius. Working your genius. And I'm so excited because this is something that's very, very, very personal to me and something that I really believe in, that if we can grab hold of what it means to work your genius, I tell you, we all are going to step into something great, and that great is called your greatness. And so listen, I want you guys to do me a favor. You know how I do. I want you to call someone. I want you to text them. I want you to email them. I want you to do something and say, hey, Nayshawn is on the air. You got to check her out at Uniquely Designed Talk. And go on Facebook. Just Facebook them and let them know, hey, you can check her out at Nayshawn-Uniquely Designed Coaching. And, of course, I am on Twitter. Just hit me up at using the @ Nayshawn_Turner. And let them know, hey, you don't want to miss the show. Okay, so listen, and of course I would love for you guys to call in and to talk about what I'm talking about, share your thoughts and your questions, and if you want to talk live on the show, just call 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846. All right, I'm going to get started because it's a lot to talk about, and I see that we have a caller already on the line. So, caller, if you're there, just hold on just a little bit. Let me kind of jump into what I want to talk about, and then I am so ready to talk with you. All right, well, you know what? We are all geniuses in our own right. I really believe that because we have all been given creative power and a natural ability to succeed at life. But how do we access our genius so that we can work it, so that we can maximize it, and so that we can multiply it? Well, like I said, today's show, I'm going to be talking about discovering your genius and letting it do what it do in order to cause you to profit from within so that it can manifest on the outside and push you towards your wealthy place. Now, you know what? There is a giftedness that we all have to make a difference in the world. And I believe that nobody can do what you do like you do. And this is called your genius. And when your genius is working, it is your brilliance on display. It's your brilliance that's on display. So knowing that you are exceptional at something, which I know that all of us are, is what sets us apart from all the rest. It's that uniqueness that is in your DNA already. You have nothing to do with it, right? That causes you to rise to the top of your game and become the best at what you have been given. So maybe, just maybe it's time for you to show the world what you've been working with. You know, when I when we sit back and we take inventory of our lives, we may discover that we've been functioning in our ordinary instead of our extraordinary. Wow. Just think about that. Maybe we all have been functioning in our ordinary instead of our extraordinary. And this is what's kept us living with a predictable and familiar existence of ourselves. So let me ask you this. Why not break out of that mundane, that routine, that very average way of doing life, and allow ourselves to stretch beyond what is common to what is uncommon? I mean, aren't you sick of the same old, same old? Something new has to happen, and that something is locked down on the inside of you. See, our genius is available to us to show us a better way of living and even how to make our living. You know, not too long ago, we have three kids, and our oldest one just graduated from college in May. But when she was in college, she wanted us to send her some money. You know how college kids do. They want their parents to send money and think that we are the ATM machine. But she wanted us to send her some money for something and that she needed. And I began to name all the gifts and the talents that she's been given, which is her genius that's in her, and that she can use to create the wealth that she needs. In other words, I told her, just like I'm telling you guys today, to work your genius, because your genius is your moneymaker. So, you know, my daughter is an actress, and she has imitated voices of various characters all her life. Even when she was a little girl, she started at three. She created her first film in third grade, all of that. And so she was a film major when she was in college, and she's an incredible videographer. And she was amazed at what she had within her own power to do to meet her own needs and to allow her to become that entrepreneur and to move forward in that. See, she began to do voiceover work, and while she was shooting and directing and producing, editing films for music videos and weddings and all that good stuff, and she found out, hey, I can make music, I can make money from this, right? So maybe you're like that. Maybe you're sitting down on your wealthy place, and you don't even know it. And it was good for us because we didn't have to come out of our pocket as much as we used to now that she has tapped into her genius. So here's what I want to encourage you to do today. I want you to get up and to begin to shake your moneymaker. That's right, I said it. Get up to shake your moneymaker and watch the genius inside of you producing you and for you what was already yours to have. So what I wanna give you is three points, three things that I want you to think about when you are ways that you can work your genius or you can discover your genius. Number one, I want you to watch what's been showing up in your life all along. It's not only a clue, but it's the path to your destiny. So we have to pay attention to what our life is showing us, because I believe that our life speaks to us, and it will show us things if we pay attention to it. And the more we pay attention to it, it will reveal those things that are in us, which is called our genius, for us to utilize and maximize so that we can step into our wealthy place. Number two, I don't want you to ignore what you're interested in, your own interest. You have to pay attention to what fuels your passion. You know, we hear a lot of people talk about passion, and I'm passionate about this and I'm passionate about that. Well, once you discover what you're passionate about, your interest, then you have to begin to feed that passion. The more you feed your passion, the more your genius will be exposed, and you can grow and utilize that to work for you as well. And the third way, you know, to work your genes, to discover your genes and work it, is to spend time learning more about it, thinking about your genius in a new way. You know, don't once you discover it, don't just go about saying, hey, well, I see so-and-so doing that, so maybe I should do it the way she's doing it or he's doing it. But do it the way it is for you to do it. Think outside the box. Forget the box. Think outside of everything you've ever known, and begin to utilize in a new way, but learn more about it, hone in on your craft, and discover how you can maximize your genius. Now, we have a caller on the line. Let's see if the caller is still there. And if they're there, hello, caller, are you still there? Hello, caller?
Hi, this is Anastasia.
Hey, Anastasia, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for calling into the show. What would you like to share?
I want to comment and maybe even ask a question.
Okay.
I feel like walking in my genius, and I, but I feel like there is more.
Yes.
But it's somewhat, I'm afraid to kind of even go there. You know, so how do you get out of that, you know, how do you get out of it to being stuck or being afraid?
Okay. Well, you know what? The thing of becoming unstuck is to begin to do the thing that you most fear. And oftentimes, you know, we find ourselves stuck because we are telling ourselves a particular story about the outcome of what's going to happen if we move in that direction. So you know what your genius is, and I've seen your genius on display in many ways. But the thing is to begin to step out in that arena. You know, if we continue to hold fast to that which is comfortable for us, that which doesn't challenge us, that which doesn't push us, then, of course, we're going to remain at the status quo because that's what we know and that's what we feel most comfortable at. But when you begin to say, okay, you know what, I know this is what's been deposited within me, and I know that it's for me to explore and to begin to step out in different ways of utilizing it, just do it. You know, just do it. And sometimes, like I tell my clients, we have to just do it scared. You have to do it when you don't have all the answers. You have to do it when you don't know exactly the direction to take. But the one step that you take, the more steps that you begin to take, the more clarity will come to you. Because then you're beating down the fear and you're accessing the faith in you to do it anyway. So I hope that that helped. I hope that helped. I think we lost her. Oh, no. Okay, Anastasia, if you're there, please call back in. I hope you heard the rest of my answer, and I hope that helped you somewhat with that, okay? All right. So anyway, so I just want to kind of go back to what I was talking about when we talk about working your genius. See, your wealthy place is really within you. So I want you to think about that, because when I think about one of my favorite scriptures, it talks about how God has given us the power to get wealth. That wealth is already in us, and that wealth is attached to our genius. So whatever that we're doing, you know, sometimes that we think that the wealth is going to come from some other place, but everything we need is already in us. And I'm going to be doing a show about that next week. But everything that we need is already in us. So you have to use your keys of faith. As I was telling Anastasia, that use your faith and it'll unlock the treasures of your genius to behold all that you are gifted with in order for you to bless not only yourself, but to bless others. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to list all the gifts and the talents that you have, and I want you to start to use them towards your highest good. And you're going to be amazed at how remarkable you stand out in that genius. But knowing how to step out in that, to do what I like to call a power move in utilizing your genius, you have to do what? Number one, again, you have to watch what's been showing up in your life all along, because, again, it's a clue. Number two, don't ignore your own interests. It's not about what other people say, think that you should be doing, but it's what really interests you. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to the passion that gets you excited, that thing that makes you tick and that thing that gets you tick, and begin to fuel that thing, right? And then number three, spend time learning and thinking about your genius in a new way. And so I hope that this show has encouraged you to begin to step out and work your genius. We all have it. It's at our disposal, and so it's up to us to utilize it and to move forth in a great way, all right? So I hope that this particular show, Working Your Genius, is going to inspire you, is going to provoke you to move out and do it anyway. Get past the fear. Listen, we have all had fear. I had fear on doing certain things as well, and so what I found myself having to do is to do it anyway. All right, and so that's the only way we're going to overcome. You know, our thoughts can paralyze us and cause us to freeze up and say, okay, you can't do it, and we keep having this narrative in our mind that keeps telling us if you do it this way, it's not going to work, or if you do it this way, they're not going to accept it, or if you do this, they're not going to, you know, enjoy what you have to offer. We all have something great to offer, and as I started off in the show, nobody can do it like you. So step out there, work your genius, and watch it work for you. Hey, I want you guys, if you enjoyed the show, please follow me. There's a follow button on Blog Talk Radio where you can follow, and it will send you the upcoming shows to your email box. And, of course, the replay is on Facebook. It will also go on to Twitter as well. But share the broadcast if it has helped you in any way. Please share the broadcast. Please tell more people about the show. I would love for you to do that. And, hey, if you want to connect with me, just go on my website at NaishawnTurner.com, and you can find out more interesting things that I'm working on, more programs and services that are up and coming. And guess what? I have a great workshop that's coming up. Anastasia used the word more. That's the name of the next workshop that's coming up November 12th, and it's going to be phenomenal. It's called More. More, and it's whatever that you're looking for is looking for you. And so I want you guys, you ladies, to come out and to discover your more, to tap into it, to release it, so that as you go into this next coming year, because we only got a few months left, as we come into this next coming year, you can really access more of who you are, more of what you want, more of what you are to do, and more of what you are to have. It's going to be an exciting time. So I'm going to be sending out more information regarding that workshop. So if you're interested, you want to get registered, space is limited. And I want you guys to be able to have a seat. So come out and enjoy yourself, because it's going to be a powerful time. And listen, if you have any questions or you have a comment, you can email me at Naishawn@uniquelydesigncoaching.com. Just ask me your question. You know, you can hit me up on Facebook as well, Naishawn-uniquelydesigncoaching. Ask me any questions about the show or any upcoming events that's about to happen. Well, listen, you guys have a great Monday. Join me on Periscope as well. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the same thing today and just getting this word out about how important it is to work our genius, because our genius is ready to work for us, ready to multiply in us, ready to maximize us into our greatness. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.